Today's sermon is giving exemplified. I'm not going to give my words. I'm going to talk from the scriptures. And I'm going to use three examples, contemporary, what is happening right now. I'm going to give example of the Old Testament people, the Israelites, and then what we just read about Macedonia, and then the Corinthians. So that's, we'll see how they gave. And then we'll consider ourselves this morning, and especially because today is Stewardship Sunday. We'll see what we have. We'll see what Paul will tell us if Paul, St. Paul, were to be here. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth, O God, and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, dear Lord, in Christ's name. Amen. I found this from LOM. I'm a board member of LOM, Lafayette Urban Ministries. And then we'll become their, one of the executive council member or something like that soon. So I found this. I wish we had something to show you. But it says, free haircuts. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 13, this past Wednesday, second Wednesday of every month, 12:30 p.m. Date, tomorrow, Wednesday, October 13, and it says again, second Wednesday of every month, time, place, Lafayette office, free. Must be fully vaccinated, Tippecanoe County resident, 18 years old, or with parents, must not be sick, must not have COVID-19. No appointment necessary. Thanks to Jay Soto for offering this service. So somebody like me, like you, every single second Wednesday of every month will offer from 12:30 free haircut. Skill of cutting hair free to the people. Happening right now and will continue to happen every second Wednesday of every month. So, this man called Jay Soto is exemplifying giving. If I don't know any other thing, I know how to cut hair. And I wish I could take Faisal because it takes me time to cut his hair. I just cut it yesterday. And while cutting it, he's doing his hair like this. Just be quiet, he's going to mess it up. And then he will be warning me, make sure that you don't make it all, you say bald or something, bald. Yeah, but if you mess it up because you don't stay quiet, I'm going to do all of them out. But this guy will save me. The reason is that Faisal will be quiet for him, and it will be for free. And that's what we are doing this morning. Stewardship. What do you have to offer? That's what Jay is asking you this morning. What do you have? Are you a teacher? Are you a singer? Are you a helper? What do you have? Do you know how to build? Do you know how to clean? Bring it up. On now. That's what we need. That's what Memorial Presbyterian Church needs. Do you know that we can liven this place? I don't know if you are here Monday through Friday, everywhere is so dead quiet. Like this is a graveyard. Mary left earlier on Thursday. And I was here by myself. And then it dawned on me, you're here by yourself? I started feeling weird. And I called Mary. She didn't pick the phone. I wanted to tell her, it's still too dead quiet. Immediately it was 2:02. I left. And then she called me later and I said, you don't even know. When you left, I started feeling weird. Do you know that we could have people around here because of what you can offer? That's what stewardship is all about. Last Sunday, we talked about money, 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 money. Money is part of it. Your skills are part of it. Let's go to the Israelis and see what happened in building the sanctuary. Remember, I said, I'm not going to put my words. I'm using what we read from the scriptures. God appealed to the whole community of the Israelis and said, you know, through Moses, can you please bring a free will offering? And this free will offering will be whatsoever you can afford. Anything you know how to do, bring it. We need it. The people responded, first of all, by getting ready to do something in the sanctuary. In fact, sometimes we need people. Sometimes we are messing with the computer. We don't even know. Mary will, go down and do this and plug this. And I was like, you are really doing so well. You know, I'll try. I won't even do anything. She will come. Before you know it, she'll get it done. Hey, what if we have a volunteer that says once a week, I'll be coming to the office, just let me know whatever you need me to do. What if something like that happens? And I'm telling you, it is possible. Just 1 hour or 2 hours in 1 week. That is what stewardship is all about. All whose hearts we are stirred and whose spirits we are moved when God appealed to them. They brought all materials, including the priest's garment. Oh, I can provide anything. I know how to sew. I know how to do this. I know I can provide just whatever. We need it. No gender was left. What we read is both men and women, all whose hearts we are willing. They brought their offerings. Women who had skills in sewing and spinning were willing to use their skills. The leaders also were not left out. Everyone. The leaders brought lots of needed items. So the people of Israel, every man and woman who was eager to help in the work of the Lord had given them through Moses, brought their gifts and gave them freely to the Lord. Remember, they were bringing it for the sanctuary, but they were giving it to the Lord. And can I stand here to tell you that whatsoever you bring here, whatsoever you donate, whatsoever you offer, you are giving to the Lord. Remember last week we said that where your treasure is, there will your heart be. I really don't know how much you give though. I don't know. Coming to work, remember they were just bringing materials, bringing money, bringing stuff. Now it came to time to work. Remember, I'm quoting the scriptures, all the people who were especially gifted We are eager to get to work. And they all showed up. That you can find it in verse 2. Materials donated by the people were given to them to use to work. And so they started working. And the irony is this. While they were working, people were still bringing money and bringing materials. And they were busy working. People were still coming. You know what they did? They stopped working and came to Moses and said, you know what? We have looked at all the materials. We have enough, please. Can you please let the people stop bringing stuff? Please. Because we don't even, we are not using all this. We have all that we need. And Moses went to the people and said, hey, you all, thank you so much. Stop bringing stuff. We have enough. Oh, can this be our experience, Memorial Presbyterian Church experience this time? Is it possible for Nancy or Wes to come up here and say, hey, thank you all so much. Stop bringing money. We already have 200,000. That would be awesome. They did not stop bringing until Moses said, it's enough. Thank you all. And then that's when they stopped bringing. I'm sure that it's possible. I'm sure that somebody could say, okay, I know, okay, part of the money is the secretary's salary. Can I take it up? Oh, maybe, yeah, the pastor's. Can I take up the pastor's salary? Or provision for the Sunday school. Can I provide everything? Just let me know whatever we need. And I know we are small. And that's the reason we read 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians said, I'm not trying to give you a burden. I'm not trying to make things hard for you. It's according to what you have. Because the Macedonians did much, much more than what they have. They were poor. They were going through persecution. But they were begging to be part of the, to participate in the giving. Can you give us the opportunity to give? I know we don't have, but we can do something. Do you know what St. Paul said? That they surprised everyone. Why? Because they first gave themselves to the Lord. Even when you don't have, and you give yourself to the Lord, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be, added unto you. Make sure that you give at least 10% of your earnings to the cause of the gospel. Make sure. If you are not bringing all to the church, make sure that you are giving part to the church and maybe to other people. We need it. And it's not yours. Anything 10% of your salary does not belong to you. It's not yours. If you're using it, you are stealing. True. Do not use it. Some people give more than that, 20%, 30%. They just give it out. Don't use God's stuff. Because you don't want to go empty-handed. Must I go and empty-handed? We can go empty-handed. And the good and bad thing is that when we are dead, that's it. You won't even have the opportunities to say, can I give? No, that's it for you. That's it for me. So the Macedonians were awesome. The Israelites were awesome. The women even started sewing stuff to help. We can do that. And how far are we doing? St. Paul was very tactful when he started talking to the Corinthians. He said, remember, you were the first to show eagerness. Oh, yeah, next year. So the Jerusalem people, they need money. We will contribute. We will help. That was 1 year ago. Now is the time. Let me remind you of the Macedonians. They didn't have, they gave. They were joyful in giving. You promised before they did. It's now 1 year. Can you perform the doing of it? Yes, you have the willingness. Yes, everybody was looking forward to this day, the Stewardship Sunday. Today is that day. Perform the doing of it. So that your eagerness and your doing will be together, will match, will be commensurate. If the willingness is there and the action doesn't match, then that's not good. So it's your turn. But St. Paul said, and I'm going to quote, or rather I'm going to say what I believe he said to them. My dear Corinthians, you have done well in everything. In faith, in speech, in knowledge, in zeal and enthusiasm, and in love for people, you must therefore do well in giving. In my place, we call stingy people hand spanner, you know, the hand spanner. I don't know how to say, you know, I'm trying to translate it in English. You know, you have a spanner hand. Spanner is what you use to open stuff. And my people have an adage that if you eat alone, you die alone. We say it in my country. Because my country, we believe, we start early to tell people, give. My mom will tell you, if anybody comes to your house and you don't offer food and the person dies, you will regret it. Because it's possible that the food the person ate in your house will be the last food for that person. You don't know. So, don't have spanner hand. Open up, because you won't take anything to the grave, nothing. So, you are doing well. Corinthians, please note that nobody is forcing you to do this. I just want to compare your eagerness with your action. Will you keep to the promise you made 1 year ago? And he reminded them of Jesus Christ that gave his life to die for us. I mean, he gave so much more that he even gave his life. How many of us will give their lives for us? Take everything I have, even my life. Finish whatever you have started. Let the eagerness show. And you are rich. That's what St. Paul told the Corinthians. And you remember the first Sunday or this last Sunday that we talked about the fact that we are rich in this country? Just being an American, just being born and bred and buttered and sugared in this country, you are rich. Much more than 97% or 90% of the people of the world. So don't pretend that you're not rich. I mean, you're rich. But give according to what you have. If St. Paul were here to address you, address me and you this morning, I think he would say something like this. You have been awesome people in the past. You have always given, even beyond what you have. You are rich. You can do it again. And you can do it with joy. Give what you have, not what you don't have. keep to your promise and your eagerness in giving today. But do not forget to give yourself first. Whatever you give, you don't give yourself to God. You always, it's not even recorded. That's the reason. I don't know if you have read 1 Corinthians 10 about the centurion that was eager, very prayerful, giving alms. People loved him. And God told him, ask for Peter. He will tell you what to do to be saved. So you give yourself first. You all have done well in the past. Because every time I tell people, I don't even know how you all did it to keep this church without a pastor. I don't know how you did it. But you did. You took care of it. You called in pastors every time you're paying them. And you did well. Now that a pastor is here, I'm trusting that you do much more, even beyond your means. But I have to tell you, nobody is forcing you. It has to be from a willing heart. And you have to be enthusiastic about it, and you have to be joyful about it. Give, and it shall be given to you. Amen.